It is time now for our Tuned In program, and joining us on the line is Pastor Jim Reynolds with OSF. And Pastor Reynolds, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about grief, and we want to talk about something that comes up very often for people who are dealing with loss, and that is the question of why.
Yeah, I thought that, as I just thought through our grief support groups, which still quite aren't allowed to meet yet, we're getting closer, but I thought through questions that are asked there, that's one of the most common, is grappling with this why question. And of course, it's more pronounced, it's more often when the death is unexpected, but everyone asks that why question. And so I thought we would just kind of talk through that a little bit. I've got like six different points here, and I don't have a clock, so you may have to interrupt me, but
that's all right.
We can pick it up again next time. But I think at the most basic, one thing that I would suggest is that you answer the why question, first of all, very, very logically, and discover a why that you can live with that is a truthful, logical one, as opposed to the, I don't know, the more spiritual, why is this happening to me? So, for example, it allows you to tell the story with a why attached to it that makes sense. So, he or she made a mistake. He or she was reckless or careless, and that resulted in their death. He or she ignored medical advice, and that ignorance ended up leading to their death. He or she was just getting older, and their health was declining, and this is just sort of the natural process of things. Or, you know, he was the victim of a crime, or he made some really, really awful decisions in his life and compromised his own health. She was in the wrong place at the wrong time. In our case, my daughter, my second daughter, third child, was born with a rare but ultimately terminal birth defect. And that's the why. That's a logical, truthful, kind of takes the teeth away from it just a little bit. Why? So that would be my first suggestion.
Well, all right. Please continue.
Okay. And then secondly, and this also applies to our world, is that you discover why in the treasures of the life lived, not in the tragedy. So for example, again, using my own life as an example, we soothe our questions and our grief with remembrances of why your loved one was so special.
Yeah.
In other words, remember the person, not the unexplainable event that was, you know, where you lost the person. I can't explain why this genetic lottery hit my family, and I think it's one out of every 9,000 live births or something have what my daughter had. Can't explain that. Ultimately, why questions are almost unanswerable, but I can tell you why she was really, really special. And so I asked you before we were on air, I said, you know, would you be okay talking about your mom? And you said, absolutely. So my question is, why was she so special?
Oh, she was just the kindest human being, you know, just the, she would take your problem and make it hers. And it was not healthy for her to do that, but it was just because she cared that much.
Wow.
Yeah.
And see, just answering that why question, I don't know anything about the circumstances of your mother's death, but just answering that why question, why was she awesome? Why was she so loved? Why was she so special? Answering that why question just lifts us just a little bit. You can't, I mean, I'm believing that as you spoke of her, you know, there's a little smile on your face, a little lift in your heart.
Yes.
And it's so much better to answer that why question than, you know, why did God take her from me, or why did this happen? You know, those are, again, questions that really can't be answered in many instances. But they need to be asked. Don't get me wrong, by the way.
Yeah.
We have to ask those questions. But I'm just suggesting some other questions that we can ask alongside of the more unanswerable why.
Very true.
Yeah. Got time for one more?
Please. Go right ahead.
The last one, I don't know, maybe the last one, is learning why and what priorities have changed because of your grief. Grief is often a time of great reflection, right? It's a teachable moment, to use an old cliche, but it's a moment of reflection. It's a time of thinking through what's important to me and why. And so that's another why question that we can answer that is really, really positive. After someone passes, you might think to yourself, I'm going to spend more time with my family. Well, why? I'm going to spend more time with my family because time is short, or because you never know. I'm going to let things go more easily. Again, why? So that I don't have to live with as many regrets. I'm going to forgive more easily. I'm going to live more simply. You know, is it more important for me to spend another night at the office, or is it more important for me to go on a date night with my wife or my kid or whatever?
Yeah.
And those are why questions that, again, they're positive. They're uplifting. They're pushing you forward, as opposed to kind of leaving you trapped in the why question that can't be answered.
Oh, that's so true. And you just asking yourself these questions that will bring you into the moment a little bit and bring you forward to the moment in time that you're in and where you stand with your grief.
Exactly. Because they are concrete and they are answerable. The why, you know, why is she gone? Why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to her? Why was she driving at that time? Why did this happen is ultimately unanswerable. And though it's important to wrestle with it from a standpoint of moving through grief, you just can't stay there. It's a trap. But these other questions, these other why questions, and these other questions, or what questions and who questions and whatever, those are concrete. And yes, you're very perceptive to recognize that that puts you right there in the moment. And ideally, my goal is just to encourage and to lift you up out of your grief even just a little bit.
That is such a fascinating topic insight into how people see their grief. And it's not going to be the same for everybody, but there is an answer to each of these why questions that you're asking.
Yes. And again, yeah, no one is ever going to experience grief the same way. You don't even experience grief the same way twice. Because each relationship is different. I experienced the death of my mom much differently than I experienced the death of my daughter. And, you know, likewise experienced those way differently than I experienced the death of my grandparents. And it just comes down to different relationships and different stages of life. You know, I was in high school when my grandparents died, and I was 40-something, 30-something when my daughter passed, and I'm 50-something now, and that's when my mom passed. And it's all different. Hmm. It is all different.
And
which is why it's important to kind of ground yourself in something present.
Yeah. I feel that very deeply, Pastor Reynolds. And we are out of time, but thank you so much.
Okay.
We will talk to you
again next
month.
We'll pick up again next time.
Yes, please. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.